Mark Miles, CEO of the NTT IndyCar Series, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Mark, you're joining us in the middle of our conversation about Betty Rutherford and really what she meant to IndyCar, not just Johnny Rutherford in general, but really what she meant to IndyCar and the charities, that the charitable situations that she was involved in. And you could touch on that as well, as with Betty Rutherford sadly passing today, the significance of what she meant for Open Wheel.
Yeah, a really sad thing. I just got a text from one of the women who works for IndyCar saying that she loved her so much because, among all the other things, like her charitable involvements, she was really a big part of the push to welcome women into the pits and the paddock for IndyCar. So she had a big impact in so many ways. She was just a sweet person that everybody loved, and she will be very, very missed.
Mark Miles, CEO, NTT IndyCar Series. Let's get into that. With NTT Data, now the title sponsor for IndyCar, has this been something ongoing, negotiating for the last several months to get this title sponsor in for IndyCar?
Yeah, it started really just before our finale in Sonoma, and it's been really intensive work since then. It's actually NTT, so it'll be the NTT IndyCar Series. NTT is the parent of a number of companies, including NTT Data. But the story really goes back to NTT Data having been a sponsor of the 10 car with Chip Ganassi since, I think, 2012. And it's a big company in its own right. I think it's a $20 billion a year company. NTT is over $100 billion a year. And it's just a great combination. The parent is a Japanese company. They want to begin to have people around the world know who they are, in addition to their operating divisions or their subsidiaries. Folks at NTT Data, who are headquartered outside of Dallas, Texas, love IndyCar. They're knowledgeable about it, so they'll really hit the ground running.
So how can we see, Mark Miles, how can we see NTT using their marketing prowess and using their budgets to, outside of the sponsorship that they're giving to the series, how will we see them use the media to put, whether it's full page ads in USA Today prior to every race weekend or something similar, what is their plan, or do they have one just yet?
I don't think that's all finalized yet. I think, frankly, their focus is more on introducing the Japanese parent NTT to businesses than direct to consumers at this point. But you know what they're going to do that I think is going to be fantastic for fans is help us develop new innovative technology. So the first thing is to replace the app that we've had, and fans will love the fact that it'll have all the same functionality and maybe even more, but it also will not be, it will be open as opposed to available only to a certain customers of certain phone companies. So everybody will be able to get it, all the live data. I know a lot of folks are going to be very stoked about that. And then year after year, they're going to work with us to try to develop other ways that fans can better understand what's going on at races and have more options in the way they consume IndyCar racing.
Is there any way, again, I haven't been able to dig real deep into NTT and how far they do go in some of their technological advances, but is there any way that they can help enhance cell service at racetracks so fans can get their posts up to Instagram faster or better?
That's a great question. Let me give you a little background on them and then get to your question. And they've developed something they call Smart Cities. So this is really looking at all that goes into operating a city and developing technology to make it more manageable. And there's all kinds of examples of what they do in that regard. So they're capable of the highest order of innovation. Hmm. I know that will be applied on our behalf. In terms of connectivity, it doesn't do any good at the track to have all these great options on apps and elsewhere if people can't get them because can't connect. No better example of the importance of that than Indianapolis. With 300,000 people in a vast place like that, it's really critical. Over the years, we've gotten better at cellular connectivity, but we got a long way to go with Wi-Fi, and so it'll be a real high priority.
Sweet.
Mark Miles is the CEO of IndyCar. Mark, let me ask a little broader question. It's wonderful to hear a technology company coming into motor racing, but it seems like that's been difficult to accomplish in the past. Is that a problem of the technology companies who don't want to be part of motor racing, or has motor racing not been sophisticated enough to approach them at a level that they can understand and activate and sell product?
You know, that's just such an insightful question. My belief is that they didn't understand racing enough. And maybe that's on racing. Or maybe that's on us to have communicated it. But it's beginning to change. NTT is this huge, conspicuous example. But, you know, Salesforce has got all this. They sponsored a car. They're going to do more, I think, this year. And I think little by little, as we begin to communicate better, we have a sport that has maybe the most rich of content, data-rich environments of any sport. And there's so many things that can be done to make that great content that's consumed by fans. I think we'll become more and more attractive.
Mark, I assume that you're looking 2, 3, 5 years into the future. Is the future of motor racing, is it on digital platforms, or are we going to see it disappear from television, even cable television?
I think nobody can predict the pace of that change. Digital is important. It'll be on, you know, our stuff will be on NBC Gold, which is digital, and this year. Around the world, in some countries, I think it'll be digitally streamed as opposed to television. But our focus is here, and I think we have a multi-year agreement with NBC, and I think there'll be a major role for linear television for years to come.
Mark Miles joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios, and of course, you where NTT is based, with the Japanese base. The big question is, does that automatically put IndyCar back in Japan?
And oh, you went there.
Yeah, I did. And frankly, you said, hold on just a second. Right? So this doesn't mean we're automatically returning back to Japan, is it?
No, it doesn't mean that, although they would like that. You know, Japan is just so important to us now with NTT, with Honda, with Firestone, which is owned by Bridgestone in Japan, Panasonic, Hitachi. There are so many companies that are investing in IndyCar from Japan. Takuma Masato is huge there. I had the chance to be with him when we went over for the meeting that ended up closing the deal. He, in fact, was in the meeting with us, with the CEO of NTT. And so we're a big deal over there, and it's growing. But racing is tough. For us, we don't want to go outside the U.S. in the middle of the North American season. It's pretty hard to do that without being gone, if you will, for like 3 weeks. And that's just a big gap that we'd rather have fewer of. Once we get to North America, the strategy is to stay in North America until we crown a champion. So the opportunity really is before the season starts. And if you're talking about February, the climate isn't so good in Japan. So I'm not sure there'll be an opportunity. We might try to create some kind of a special event at some point because we'd like to show off over there, but I don't see at this point how that fits into the championship.
Mark Miles, CEO of IndyCar, of course, the big announcement this week, the title sponsorship with NTT. It's now the NTT IndyCar Series. And Mark, that also brings up another question about the somewhat 5-6 month off season. There are fans and people just want to see the momentum continue longer throughout the year. Fans want to see more. What about starting the season earlier and maybe incorporate some international races? Maybe not. You just made a good argument for why it might not work, but at least more races in the U.S. I know, easier said than done, but something to keep us from such a long off season. What could be a future plan there?
We definitely are looking, actively looking to start in February. We'd like to come on right after the Super Bowl and add basically a month to the season. It's tough to do in the States because, again, there aren't that many places where the weather works in February. And that's why most of our effort at this point is looking in the Southern Hemisphere. And you've read, you know, that there's an active conversation going on right now to see if we can get back to surface paradise, which would be a great way to start before we get to North America.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'd like to see a little longer. You know, to add additional races puts a financial burden on the paddock and on IndyCar, so we're not looking to add too many additional races. But if we could get one or two internationally in February, that might be a great way to start the season and lengthening it by a month.
Mark Miles, you kind of answered the question there. Is your effort to expand globally, does that come at the expense of your home market here in the United States? Or is that your goal, is to become a global brand?
No, we see ourselves as a North American-based sport, and so we're not giving that up. Our strategy is, I hope I answered it, it's really to take advantage of our popularity and our recognition outside the U.S. Only on a limited basis in February, maybe a couple of races, so that then we'll be in St. Pete to start the year, and we'll stay in North America so we crown a champion this year in Laguna Seca. So, no, we're not looking to turn into, you know, a global sport where we race all over the globe week after week. And that's why we haven't seriously considered racing internationally during the season, during the North American season, because I think it takes us kind of off the grid in the States and in North America for too long a period.
Mark Miles, is Phoenix completely done, or is there another door or window that could open to bring Phoenix back on the schedule? Because I know politics played a part, and I know you guys were very frustrated, as you should be, but is that a possibility in the future in February?
I honestly didn't see it as a political thing at all. I thought they, you know, everybody got along great. We didn't feel anything except that there was a problem, except we just didn't have the crowd that we hoped. So if there's an idea about how we can draw a crowd, we like the Oval, we like the market. Phoenix is a great city, a great area with an IndyCar tradition, but fans didn't turn up at the levels that make for a successful event. That's really the only issue, but it's a major one, and I haven't heard a new idea yet that would turn that around. If it happened, it would certainly be something we'd look at carefully.
Mark, there's a gap between the Long Beach Grand Prix and the IndyCar Grand Prix. Then, of course, there's 21 days between Portland and the finale. Is there a chance that we could see a race somewhere in between those races?
Yes. Yeah, that is, like I said, I don't like 3 weeks off once we start. And those are holes we'd love to fill. You know, it's thread and needles, finding the right place to race, making sure it works for the event and for television. But that would be great.
Well, with you based in Indianapolis and the Patriots headed back to the Super Bowl, are you on the forever anybody but Patriots, or are you glad the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl?
That can't even be a serious question. I am in Indianapolis.
The balls were deflated.
I almost didn't dial in. I was about ready to jump out of a window when they pulled it out. I don't know if it's anybody but Patriots, but I sure would like to see Kansas City have won that game.
So true. Mark, we know it's late in Indianapolis. Thank you for doing this with the Freaks, buddy.
I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.
There you go. Mark Miles, CEO of IndyCar, the NTT IndyCar Series.